The Changing Seasons of Grief by Dr. Eric Plasker. As the vibrant greens of summer slowly give way to the rich, warm hues of autumn, the world around us begins to change. The air becomes crisp, leaves fall gently to the ground, and nature prepares for the quiet stillness of winter. This transition from one season to the next mirrors the process of grief, a natural, inevitable part of life that we all experience in various forms. Let's take a look at the changing seasons of grief. Just as the seasons change, we too go through periods of loss and transformation. Grief is not limited to the passing of loved ones. It can also arise from the end of a relationship, the loss of a job, a life-changing health challenge, or the simple realization that life is moving forward, leaving behind cherished moments. Each loss, no matter how big or small, leaves an imprint on our hearts. The many faces of grief. It was Elizabeth Kubler-Ross who identified the five stages of grief as denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. However, the actual process of those stages of grieving is as unique as the individual experiencing it. The way we grieve is influenced by our personalities, cultural backgrounds, past experiences, and the nature of the loss itself. It's important to recognize that grief is not a linear process. There is no set timeline, and it doesn't follow a predictable path. We may cycle through the various stages of grief repeatedly and in different order. This is normal and part of the healing process. The importance of grieving. Grieving is a necessary part of life. It allows us to process our emotions, deal with and accept our loss, and eventually find a way to move forward. If we ignore or suppress our grief, it can manifest in unhealthy ways, such as chronic stress, anxiety, depression, or physical illness. Our bodies and minds need time to heal, just as they do when recovering from a physical injury. Failing to take the time to grieve can lead to prolonged suffering, impacting our relationships, work, and overall well-being. It's essential to give ourselves permission to grieve, no matter how uncomfortable or inconvenient it may seem. Only by acknowledging and processing our grief can we begin to heal. What does healthy grieving look like? Healthy grieving involves allowing ourselves to fully experience our emotions without judgment or shame. It's about finding a balance between feeling our pain and continuing to engage with life. Here are some key aspects of healthy grieving: allowing emotions to surface. It's okay to fully feel all the emotions associated with grief, whether it's sadness, anger, guilt, or relief. Bottling up these emotions can lead to emotional and physical stress. Seeking support. Grieving doesn't have to be a solitary experience. Reach out to friends, family, or support groups. Or get professional help from a therapist or counselor. Expressing grief. Finding ways to express grief can be therapeutic. This might include talking about your feelings, writing in a journal, creating art, or participating in rituals that honor the loss. Taking care of your body. Grief can take a toll on your physical health. It's important to maintain regular routines of sleep, nutrition, and exercise. Simple acts of self-care, such as taking a walk or preparing a healthy meal, can be grounding. Giving yourself time. Healing from grief doesn't happen overnight. It's important to be patient with yourself and recognize that it's okay to take as much time as you need. Finding meaning. Over time, many people find that their grief changes and that they can find meaning or purpose in their experience. This might involve making new commitments, helping others, or finding ways to honor the memory of what was lost. Moving forward with compassion. Just as the seasons change and life continues, so does our journey through grief. By embracing our emotions, seeking support, and allowing ourselves the time to heal, we can navigate the changing seasons of our lives with compassion and resilience. Grief is not something to be overcome, but rather something to be experienced and integrated into the fabric of who we are. In time, the pain of loss softens, and we find ourselves renewed, much like the spring that follows a long winter. Your chiropractor can help. Yes, chiropractic care can help with grief and is a key way to take care of your body during this challenging time. By keeping your spine and nervous system in balance, your 100-year lifestyle chiropractor will be helping you to release emotions along with tension and stress, feel better, and sleep better. If you are experiencing grief, now is not the time to stop taking care of yourself. Taking care of your body should always be a priority, whether you are experiencing the changing seasons of grief or not. And by doing so, you'll be healthier, stronger, more resilient, and better able to deal with whatever comes your way in life. There's a 100-year lifestyle provider near you to help you today.